Well, it's time to crack another six-pack of Kickstarters. Hope that these ones don't suck too bad. Cause I'm thinking this one's sticking my fry that be the thing that makes Mike and JL go mad.
But that's okay.
I'll still keep drinking that garbage.
But that's okay.
I'll still keep drinking it up. Cause I love it and I need it. And this is your Kickstarter. The podcast.
Hey boys, I was listening to an old bonus episode and Jesse said something about uncharted areas of the Amazon. And I heard Mike do the burn in my head. Jesse lobbed the ball right over the plate and Mike let that one pass. So I'm going to let you have one more shot at this. So just imagine Jesse is saying something about uncharted areas of the Amazon. Mike, take it away.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS. Mike and JF here. Mike, they put it up on a tee for you. Are you ready to crush it? Crush a dinger.
You know what? We've been doing this show for so long, JF. And people say, oh, Mike likes to rag on JF. Mike likes to get JF's goat. Mike has a bunch of funny stuff all the time to say about Jesse's friend. And you know what I gotta say? Jokes are over, okay? Enough joking. It's time for... But uncharted areas of Amazon. How about the personal healthcare products section of Amazon? Or the...
Okay. Why?
Because you don't wash.
Oh, because it's my... It's my person. My uncharted personal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for me.
Or maybe the like condom part of it. Amazon.com/condoms or whatever.
I thought maybe you could say wherever my book is. You could say that. That would be a hit.
Oh, God. All right. Run the fucking theme again, bro. Let's fucking do it again.
Let's see. Uncharted Amazon. You could also say, This is not an insult on me, but you could also say like PlayStation 4 games from a few years ago. I think Uncharted was a series of games that came out on the Sony PlayStation console.
Yeah, it was. Or you could say, what's Uncharted?
What's Uncharted? What are you? Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out. What do you? Don't repeat the question. I've already given you like three.
What could it be? What could Uncharted?
Mike, just coming in on the podcast right now. Okay. I'm glad you're having fun. Really cute stuff, Mike. But you... Mike, you need a win. You need a win right now because your tooth is bothering you. And I know that you wanted to talk about it here at the top of the show. So go ahead and give us your tooth rant. We all want to hear what you have to say about your tooth.
That's right, JF. I can't take this off. I can't take this off. That's right, JF. I wanted to talk about my tooth. I went to the dentist and I had a whole story about me going to the dentist and the funny things that happened at the dentist.
Yes.
I wanted to say it here.
You wanted to, and now I'm leaving you time and space to do it right now because I want to hear it. I've heard it already, but I want to hear it again. I want to relive some of the funny stuff. I mean, first of all, what time was the dentist appointment? That's maybe the funniest part of the whole.
It was at 2:30.
I mean,
it was at 2:30.
It's just so God. It's so perfect.
I know. It was awful. You know, you go into the dentist and they say, hey, you know, we're going to put you in a world of hurt. You know, even though you haven't done anything to us personally, we're going to hurt you.
Yeah.
And we're going to hurt you bad. And guess what? You're going to be paying $4,800 for the privilege because you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
So, you know, just brush your teeth and floss, I guess.
Yeah. In one ear, out the other with that stuff. But
yeah.
It's because you kind of got sticker shock on the big number there, and then by the time he's drilling down into like, and don't forget that comes with a little bag, and we'll throw some of the Crest toothpaste
didn't even
in the
get
bag.
The bag didn't
no!
even get the didn't even get anything out of it. I got a slip of paper. You know what I got? You know what I got? Now I'm in the fucking zone.
There
you know
is.
What I got? I got a fucking printout that said take Advil because we can't give you regular pain. Because everybody's a fucking hophead down here. Everybody's on the goddamn smack, and we can't give you a fucking
Yeah.
You know?
And since when is that your problem, you know?
We got to give you tramadol instead of the good shit like Dilaudid or other pain pills. You know? It's fucked. Yeah.
Which it's normal to know the name of, even if you're not taking
it. That's a normal thing. People, everyday people know that.
I'm glad that you didn't get the extreme pharmaceutical grade pain relievers. Number one, I'm glad you're in pain. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Number two, I think maybe you shouldn't be left alone to your own devices with just whatever they're cranking out.
It's so funny, dude.
Over
it's
there.
Like being in the car, leaving the dentist and Googling how many of these can I take without dying. That's so funny.
That ain't good.
That rocks.
That's a bad path to be on. I will give you a little bit of comfort because even if you had dental insurance, it wouldn't help because dental insurance is kind of a big scam. So you would still be out of pocket for an extraordinary amount of money, regardless. So, you know, take heed, my friend, everything's okay. Dental insurance, just they basically want to pay for you to go get your teeth scraped twice a year. And then maybe if you get knocked out, if you get knockout games in an alley or something, maybe they'll pay $500 towards it. But that's about it. They don't really do much else. So
I like when I was, you know, they told me the sitting in the chair, right? And they come back and they tell you the bad news. They come back and they with a little clipboard and they say, okay.
Because at this point, your tooth is already missing. So it's not like they're going to come back and say like, hey, I found your tooth. Yeah. And we can just put, I mean, there's not
we'll
like.
Just pop it right back in. That's insanely good news for me. I was expecting something totally different.
And we'll do this one for free. We'll do this. The first this one's
is,
on the house.
This is just on. We have, you know, we have teeth laying around here.
I was here anyway.
It's a fucking dentist office, so we have fucking teeth out the ass. So you just fucking sit back and listen to the fucking hot. Listen to Hot Blooded by Foreigner.
I was gonna say, yeah. It's been a while since I've been to the dentist, but I recall the last time I went. They have TV. They have the TV running now. You didn't have it. I told you to get a second fucking opinion. Did I not tell you to get a second opinion at a place that has
TVs
a TV?
Y'all got TVs in there? I was in there, man, and I was like in the fucking chair, you know, and I was like, man, this music fucking sucks. Dick.
Yeah.
Dude, this shit sucked. And I was like sitting there for a while, you know, and while they were doing their business. And then some other lady comes over. She's like, I'm not doing anything. And she comes in the room, you know, and she's like, hey, what's going on or whatever. And then she's like, I love this radio station. I wish they played it all the time. So apparently I was there on like a day where they were just like, they said, we don't do this regularly. We're going to put it on the fucking top.
Just
hits
a fun night. Day.
They
finally turned it to
station.
Jack FM. Sucks, what are they doing the rest of the time? the place that I go has TVs in there that you can kind of see even when you're leaned all the way back, which is nice. But the reality is that the people watching the TVs 98% of the time are the dental hygienists who in the office that I go to are ladies in like their 50s. So what's on the TV is just soap operas and shit. So it's like, that's not a benefit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I don't know if they're 50 is Mike. 50 is a little bit closer than maybe you realize.
Goddamn watching Murder, She Wrote. He's fucking old. Yeah.
Every day I go into the dentist, they're watching Gone with the Wind.
Some black and white shit. Why don't you get some fucking color movies in here? I came here for because of a second opinion. My friend told me you guys all have shit in here. This sucks.
It's actually 50 right around the corner. To the extent that I was saying this the other day, I'm seriously considering, and I don't know that this is medically indicated for me. But I'm feeling very flush with cash, and I thought maybe I would get some medical procedures that are not specifically
some
prescribed.
Elective.
Right?
You're going to get some elective dental, like get some dog teeth put in it? What are you going to do?
I'm going to get some of those little, what is that guy? I know there's that one guy who had like the little raised, like stainless steel or like silicone, like balls, like spheres inserted into, it's like a body modification, right?
Where have like a split tongue or something next time I see you. That'd be cool.
I'll never have a tattoo in my life. I thought I would start with splitting my tongue in half and kind of being like a lizard man. I thought that would be cool.
Come over to your house to record and you're fucking suspended from the ceiling with hooks in your back. Some guy's like fucking burning the shit out of you.
But no, I've been thinking I might get one of those things where you shit in a box and send it to the doctor and they tell you if your ass is okay, you know? Because I don't, there's no medical reason for it. Like, my ass is fine as far as I know. And, like, you know, my dad's ass was fine. Everybody throughout my family history has had a great ass. I just wonder if, you know, maybe if all I got to do is scrape my turd out in a box and send it off and somebody says that I'll be alive for a while.
Or whatever. Yeah. Some guy looks at it and says,
He scans it with his little
the checkout counter scanner. Boop. It's got the boop. Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. I thought I might do it, but maybe I'm just bored. The first place I go is shitting into a box, and maybe that says something about me and where I'm at. You know, I should probably.
It's normal to be worried about your health. You know, I'm worried about my health. I guess it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. What are we going to do about it? Anything?
I was planning on just ignoring it until something goes terribly, terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll reach out to friends and family for support.
Yeah. Good luck. Mike, why don't we give an update on an old Kickstarter? Now, Mike, this is something that you're actually in the pilot seat on this one, my friend. I'm gonna hand the bag over to you, and you're gonna drive the plane with a bag, I guess, is sort of a mixed metaphor.
This is
remember when Snoopy got in the plane and started flying? What the hell was that?
Hell of a body count on his plane. Hell of a cleared a whole Viet Cong village by himself. The Snoopy
he was
guy.
Snoopy was a dog, and he laid on the house, right? And his owner had depression.
But he knew when the Axis powers formed, that he knew he had a duty to his country and his fellow man to step up to the plate and take a bite out of the Red Baron. Must have been a delicious bite, pizza.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, seriously, we joke. No joke. I mean, that stuff's good.
I'm trying to find the thing because the link is all fucked up. But basically, JF, and I don't know whose fault that is. We could lay blame on that in the document.
Doesn't matter.
I forget what I was going to talk about. This is the Leaf Mask, JF. It's the world's first FDA UVC N99 clear mask. I think we talked about this on way back. If I remember correctly, this was on YKS Premium Season 11, Episode 12.
Hey, yeah, by the way, the link is the link works now. I don't know. Maybe
there it
might
is.
Might check it out. The link works fixed for whatever
itself.
Reason.
Fixed itself. Anyway, these motherfuckers raised $4 million.
Right.
JF.
So this was to the best of my recollection, this was in a block of things that maybe we had put in the document to possibly talk about on the show. Whether it ever came out of our lips or not is anyone's guess. But yeah, the Leaf Mask was an Indiegogo project. They can play a little fast and loose with the rules over there on Indiegogo. But also, they do get some eye-popping numbers on Indiegogo as well, because at a certain point, and I guess if I knew anything about my job, I would be able to tell you how exactly this worked. But somehow Indiegogo will like roll over totals like from campaign, and then it'll turn into a storefront as well. Like Indiegogo will begin to host the store for the product as well. And actually, sometimes they'll even include the amount raised from Kickstarter and say, you know, 1 million raised on a different platform or whatever underneath the grand total. And then like taking credit for that money still somehow. Strange. Yeah.
Anyway, there was this update, right? Detroit's Fox 2, this news outfit up there in Detroit, tracked down the guy who created this Indiegogo campaign, because I guess he ran off with a bunch of money. But there's like this YouTube link where this news crew is like confronting this guy. I thought that was kind of funny.
So, yeah, let's watch that. If you look at the comments on Indiegogo, it's a lot of stuff that says no mask, no mask, no mask. In fact, a lot of people saying received tracking number and still not getting it even. So I don't even know what that would even be. But it seems like, you know, out of the 8,700 comments, how many people even backed it? 25,000 people. So even if each individual comment is not just one backer, that's still a pretty decent percentage of people who are on here going, I did not, you know, get what I was promised. But we can take a look at this video.
Nowhere Man Forever in the Reddit comments says, I feel like anyone who backs an Indiegogo at this point should know it's a scam. Hey, welcome to the fucking...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've been doing the fucking show for like...
And actually, maybe keep it down because we're trying to keep this thing going. So
don't tell people to stay away, please.
It's actually, if you think about it, the more people that get scammed on Kickstarter and Indiegogo, the better it is for us.
Yeah. Wouldn't you become like fucking evangelists for the Indiegogo platform?
Introducing phase three of YKS. Now we're doing it now.
Brand ambassadors. That's cool.
Hope it doesn't come to that, but you never know.
Remember how scared everyone was a year ago? We were willing to pay anything to be safe. So is this fancy pants mask the answer, or is the guy behind it just full of hot air?
I love that. Hall of Shame.
This is the man behind the mask.
It's absolutely been a ghost.
Not this kind of mask.
That's pretty funny. They did the little.
Not even this kind of man.
Yeah, Snapchat filter on him.
That's good.
There is absolutely no way.
Lalit Verma is the man behind the Leaf Mask, a product that hit the market right on cue. It looks fancy, high tech, safe. The Leaf Mask.
I wish I talked like this. I wish this was my voice.
Mask man running away.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, pal. International businessman.
Spring of 2020 was a scary time. COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean,
the somber music. Shut
down. We don't need the. I don't think we need the recap from local news.
COVID-19 was a crazy time.
He does. So he does this. This local news guy. He does track him down. Let's see here. He goes to where does he go first? Let's see. Let's go here. He finds him coming out of his business. Oh, he actually goes to the guy's house and gets a good jab in on him as well. Check this out.
Registered to a Lalit Kumar at this $1 million lakefront home in Bloomfield.
Jeez. Guy could use a gardener, huh?
Swish.
Shitting on his house.
An unhappy customer sent me.
Hi there. I'm looking for Lalit Kumar. He's not.
So, ugly ass house. I mean, let's just get out in front. I mean, this place.
Rich people have no fucking taste whatsoever. Rich people have the ugliest fucking houses every single time.
And what is the inlay of this wood door? Like, you go through the trouble of getting this custom made wood door with
like
an inlay.
Cracked marble or whatever the fuck it is.
But look, the other one is completely undisturbed.
Shit.
So, is like this
shit.
One broken? I mean,
loser.
I mean, get a weed whacker, you know?
You see fucking, you see Kanye West's house or whatever back when he posted a picture? It was like a sink. It looks fucking like dog shit.
He had a bad sink?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I fucking hate that. That makes me fucking sick.
Loser.
In all seriousness, the shoes are ugly, right? Do you like the Yeezy
shoes?
The shoes
are fucking dog shit. But okay. I do like the Yeezy Slides Season 6. The Velcro ones are the fucking... I don't like the ones that are like whatever it is now, where it's like a big block of shit on your foot. I hate that. But I like the like fucking little fabric ones. I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh,
I thought that was fine.
This would be fine if it weren't, what, like $600? I mean,
yeah they're
I get what
insanely you're expensive. And I can't find some good knockoffs. I would love to.
You can buy the real ones on GOAT for $425.
They're so expensive, dude.
The good thing is it doesn't look like it's made out of a fabric that would absorb everything on some other guy's foot.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So he tracks this guy down to his house. He also goes out to the business, which is seemingly like this abandoned building.
Factory on Nevada Street, Detroit. This is the return mailing address on the Leaf masks that have been mailed out. I met at the gate by a security guard named Bo.
Yeah, I'm Rob from Fox 2. So we're looking for this mask company. You familiar with this? This guy that makes these Leaf masks? See, the address comes back to here.
Extremely small picture on the paper that he's printed out.
Insanely small.
I believe.
You got to get a bigger picture on the paper.
While we wait, he says this.
Lala just pulled off a while ago.
Oh, Lala came here? Hey.
But the supervisor, Cal, says this.
Lala is out of the country.
He's out of the country.
Uh-oh. Story's not adding up.
These masks here?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I mean, answering your questions, guys. I don't want to mess up.
What's your?
I don't want to mess up.
Your position is here.
No.
No. You can't.
Well, it also has an office at the town center in Southfield.
Look at this ugly ass office.
Look at that mic. Look at that microphone he has.
Spot the mysterious masked man.
Oh, here's the confrontation.
You haven't contacted me. I came by your house. I wanted to ask you some questions.
I'm just heading to the airport. You can reach out.
Where are you headed?
Airport.
The airport? What are you going to the airport for? Okay. Well, listen.
I mean,
fucking catch a plane, you moron. What do you mean? What the fuck?
What's going on? What's that?
I get that you're a journalist, but that one's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You won't even call me. Hey, Lalit. Lalit.
Hey, come on. Come on, man. Answer my questions. Come on.
I thought you were a big international businessman.
You know, I'm tired of this masquerade.
Lalit, you're in the Hall of Shame.
Yeah! Put his ass in the Hall
Get
of Shame.
His ass.
Call me back. His lawyer never called, and he never did say what happened to the $4 million. And now that Lalit is finally starting to deliver the mask, his customers say it's way too little and way, way too late.
So that's kind of cool.
That is cool. I love when a local news guy does that, like the ambush interview, and he has this whole.
Yeah.
He has his whole like setup. I love that shit. That's so funny.
I do really like this. Cause this is like the Andy Rooney role of the newsroom where he's not doing anything really, but it's also the number one thing everyone looks forward to.
let's give this old mean asshole a job. Hey, what about this old mean asshole? Yeah, let's give him a segment on the show. Where he just calls people fucking dumb fucks. Let's give him that segment.
It's pretty good. I do think like maybe if you're a certain kind of fucked, the local news person is like the only way to get something. Like if you're getting screwed over by a company, it seems like this is the last way to get anything ever to break your way is to beg.
Go to the news and see what
they're just begging
the news
for this
won't
type
pick
of
your
shit
up, but. What are you supposed to do after that? You know, I don't know.
Just take it.
Take the law into your own hands.
No,
you're supposed to do.
No,
become the judge, jury, and executioner.
So anyway, that's the leaf mask. Surprisingly, didn't work out. And that's the update on the old Kickstarter, Mike. I want to get into the six pack. I really, really do. You gotta believe me. But first, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more YKS right after this. Mike, today's episode of YKS, sponsored by BetterHelp. What interferes with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? Now, when I first saw this ad come in, Mike, I got to be honest with you. I thought, and this is the truth, I thought it said Betty Help, as in Betty White. I really thought that, and it concerned me for a moment because I was thinking, how do I help Betty White? You know what I'm talking about?
You know, she's so old. She's so prolific.
Yes.
Or what have you, you know, she's a staple of, this Betty White, you know, she's like a modern day Bill Murray.
It's Betty White.
You know, she's, so crazy, you know.
She is very similar to Bill Murray in a lot of ways, and we gotta help her. Look, BetterHelp is gonna assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can imagine Betty White sort of in the therapist office in the chair, kicking her feet up. Wow, tell me what's going on with you. I can't do a Betty White, but you know what I mean. You get what I'm saying?
I'm depressed.
Okay. Yeah, and she could kind of have fun with that and kind of play with it in a fun way. She's like, what do you mean? You know, what do you
mean? I was on
the Golden Girls, and now I'm not anymore, so I'm kind of depressed about that. Oh, I used to go to the trailer, you know. I used to have I used to go on set, and I would have the trailer, and, you know, Blanche would be there, and...
Sure.
You know, whoever else. And we would have so much goddamn fun, but now, you know,
well,
it's not that way.
And how does that make you feel? Is something maybe a therapist will say, I don't know, I'm not a licensed professional counselor, I don't know exactly what they say. I know that you can send a message to them anytime with BetterHelp. You're going to get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. That's right, gang. Just because the lake is placid doesn't mean your life is placid. Yeah, okay.
She was in that.
Let's see. What's another pun I can do? Mary Tyler Moore. A lot of them are.
What's another fucking movie she was in? Look, gang. Okay. And we got goddamn licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression. Okay. Anxiety. And also sleeping trauma. Wait, that didn't come off.
That's okay. That's all
sleeping.
Right.
Sleeping trauma.
Yeah, and sleeping and trauma are two.
Well, those are two different.
Those
things.
Are two different things. Look, even bold,
self-esteem.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to say even bold and beautiful people can use BetterHelp. She was. I think she had.
She was in that.
She had a guest run on bold and beautiful. I think. Oh, and by the way,
the old lady.
BetterHelp is legal even in Boston. Boston legal.
Boston legal. I was in that.
Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, and affordable. The practice. She did. She was. Three episodes of the. She's been in a lot of stuff. Yeah. She's been in a lot of stuff. Hey, maybe this time you'll call BetterHelp. Maybe this time. I guess that was a show in the 90s.
Was it?
Yeah. Let's see. Mama's Family, Who's the Boss, The Love Boat, Saint Elsewhere. Man, she has been in a lot of stuff. Wow. Prolific actor. Incredible.
Who cares?
No, I care. Let's see. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Yeah, even Cleveland, Ohio. Hot in Cleveland. Nick and Nice Show. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/YKS. Don't get confused on that URL, gang. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp,
HELP.com/YKS.
Mike, today's YKS also sponsored by NordVPN. Now, NordVPN, great service to use if you want to. I mean, where do we even begin? Unlock Netflix and your favorite entertainment websites? What if you love 30-day money-back guarantees? I'm practically addicted to the things, okay, gang? They also protect your data while you're traveling and in public. We're talking airport. We're talking coffee shops. Knock, knock. Hello, are you guys open right now? You be the coffee. Be the person who works at the coffee shop. Knock, knock. You guys open? Yeah.
I honestly can't hear you over the, I'm grinding a bunch of fucking beans.
Sure. Yeah.
You're going to have to fucking step in. Yeah. I'm sorry for cussing also, but I mean, this motherfucker's loud as shit.
That's okay. Listen, if you just unlock the door, I'll come in and I'll get my coffee to go. I'll be out of your hair before you even know it. Oh, by the way, while I'm here, do you guys have Wi-Fi I can connect to?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, well, it's not a problem for me because I've got NordVPN, which protects my data while I'm traveling in places like that. I'm traveling, by the way. I'm here on business. I'm going to need a cybersecurity suite, which acts as an ad blocker. I'm also going to need up to 6 simultaneous connections. Do you know if your Wi-Fi is going to support that?
Yeah, I mean, I just put the beans in the old machine, you know, and I just push a button. I don't know. I'm just a guy, you know, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's okay, because I've got double data encryption for increased anonymity, even in this coffee shop here. Say, what's the name of this coffee shop again?
Yeah, this is Couple Mud. If you need the Wi-Fi, it's Couple Mud 1.
Okay, is that the SSID?
That's the SSID. You're going to need the password, password is on this sheet here.
Is it WPA2, you think, PSK?
It's Mud Dump. One
okay.
Exclamation point is the
okay. Are we doing capital letters on mud or dump?
I think we maybe identified a problem here with the
okay. That's okay because I've got unlimited bandwidth. Once I get connected, I'm gonna be screaming across the cup of mud Wi-Fi. There's an automatic.
Don't be doing that. Don't be downloading stuff on our Wi-Fi because we only
What. Why is your bean grinder connected to the Wi-Fi now too? Wouldn't surprise me. The price of the coffee you're asking for in here, completely outrageous. I want to take that up with you later. Unlike my friends at NordVPN, which hooked me up with a great deal when I went to nordvpn.com/YKS and used code YKS. I'll tell you what. Can I tell you what I got on this deal?
gang, they got 24/7 support or what have you, you know.
I'm sorry. You're talking to someone else. I asked you a question. Can I tell you what I got on this deal?
I mean, I guess so, but I already know. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
You can get a 2-year plan with 4 months free if you use the code YKS at NordVPN.com/YKS. Folks, this costs about as much as a cup of coffee from Cup of Mud.
That's a motherfucking 73% discount, JF, if I just saw that graphic correctly. Now,
I hope.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I hope that's right. Yeah, I hope that's correct. Because it could be a problem if you did your math wrong.
Yeah.
Once again, folks, that's NordVPN.com/YKS. Use code YKS and tell them we sent you.
Six pack time.
Okay, Mike, it's such a six pack. It's really good. It's really, really good. We're so lucky to have so many talented listeners, aren't we, Mike?
Yeah, and we're lucky to have such talented hosts also, like myself. JF, what I got for you. JF, I got something for you. I'm on the wrong tab. I got something for you called.
Your talented host, everybody. Dan, you want to nod at that one too, like you just did a second ago? Oh yeah, he's so talented. Don't even know what tab he's on. Jeez Louise.
Butt quarters is a active game for people who want a good laugh. It's great for family game night or an adult crowd to get the party started, JF. Now this is a game called Butt Quarters. You want to play that thing?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Leslie, co-creator of Butt Quarters. We've created a really playful game, and here's how it works. So first, you take two dice, and you roll the dice to see how far away from you you place the cup. This cup is convenient, as it's collapsible, and it fits in the bag. And so you take however many you roll on the dice, so if you get a 10 on the dice, then you place the cup 10 paces in front of you. You then take the butt quarters token and you tuck it between your buttocks and you scoot across the floor and attempt to land the token inside the cup. You do this with a partner and whoever gets the most points wins. You get a point for every time you get the token in the cup. Now, all of this comes in a very clean and convenient bag. It's also very sturdy.
Clean.
So with a zip, you're not going to lose any of your parts.
Who said anything about clean?
Okay, what are you talking
party
about?
With friends, with family. Really get the party started. My 5-year-old son actually loves to play this game. He thinks it's hilarious.
And
we have a lot of fun playing this game. So we hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
Hi.
What is the rest of it worth looking at? Because I'm really put off by this.
Well, I'm put off by it also because here's the thing. If you're going to be doing some audio, okay? You got to get your microphone situation right. Okay.
It's unfortunate, but it's true, Mike. Although maybe this is just their first episode of the Kickstarter video and maybe they made a mistake.
Maybe
when
they made it. They clicked the wrong output.
And it happens.
It fucking happens, dude. It's hard.
Yeah. Anyway. After this, there might be like 100 more of these of sort of middling quality, and then there might be another 100 that are pretty good, actually.
And then they might get a producer around the 200th one. But anyway.
So this is where you put a coin up your ass and you try to walk it into a cup. That doesn't seem to me, first of all, that seems like a misappropriation of the word quarters. Quarters is something else, right?
Yeah, quarters, you slam it down and you try to get it into the cup. But this is butt quarters, JF. This is a different thing. It says, here's a review from the adult crowd. We have no beef with butt quarters. It's flat out, hands down, a fabulously easy game to master and loads of fun. We started out yelling, aw, fudge.
What
but after
is
being
this?
Behind the competition, we were ripping from cup to cup. So I guess you scoot, you put a quarter up your butthole. You drop it in a cup or whatever.
You put the quarter in between your cheeks.
Do you put it between your cheeks or do you put it on the ground? Let's see what it says. Roll dice to see how many paces it goes. Clinch the butt quarter token between the buttocks and walk, wiggle, or scoot to the cup. Land the token inside the cup without using hands for a point. Player with the most points after 10 rounds wins. I thought you were picking up the quarter off the ground with your ass.
No, but I know what you're talking. I know what you're talking about. I know what you mean. That would actually be, that would really increase the difficulty quite a bit. Even if you could get the coin to stand on its end, you would have to, like,
it would be easier if it was your naked ass. Right?
Yeah, first of all, get everybody nude. Yeah.
This says clinch the butt quarters token between the buttocks and walk, wiggle, or scoot to the cup. So you're putting a quarter up your ass.
You're not going to be scooting anywhere. You can't scoot.
Well, you're supposed to be on the ground. You're supposed to be scooting on the ground.
But yeah, but walking, you can walk. But you can't scoot because if you put this thing up your butt and then scoot, you're going to drag it. It's going to come right out of your ass.
Mess up the hardwood. Also, you don't want to be...
Stain the hardwood, yeah.
I won't be doing that.
Best thing to do probably is to find one of those markers that matches the hardwood color in your house and stick that up your asshole, yeah. Like right behind the
right
quarter.
Right behind the quarter.
Yeah.
And just fix your scrap.
Scrapes. Right as you go right along, yeah. Because I've got kind of a soft floor, so I would need that for sure, because the quarter is going to really dig some of it out.
So ladies, like, I play this game with my 9-year-old son and put a quarter up my 9-year-old son's ass.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a fun game.
I don't know about all that. And it has been suspended by Kickstarter. Do we have any insight as to why that might be?
Oh, I don't know.
There's no updates.
Suspended
by
Kickstarter 9 days ago. Wow. We're going to have to keep an eye out on this one, huh?
They have a website, and you can order on Amazon, it says. So
they're
can
like
get
fucking
it.
they're ready to ship. They're ready to go.
Yeah, so what are we doing exactly here? I can get it Monday. As we're speaking right now, I can get it Monday through Amazon. So I'm not really sure what it is that they is this another video?
Yeah, I was clicking on that also. Well, I'm on their Facebook, but I don't know what this is. What is this? Turn the volume up.
Mike, don't say volume. I'm worried you're going to
All right, so there's no lyric, there's no words,
but they
there's
might
no
we might be able to.
There's no lyrics to this video.
And let's see him play though. Okay, well, he really is quarter sized.
So there's a video of a lady.
Yeah.
A young woman.
Butt's not included. Laughs guaranteed.
Right.
Butt's not included. That's funny. There's a video of a. Okay.
No, what's go ahead. One? I'm sorry. What's I'm going to mute
play
it.
The, play
this
the
is
thing.
The original.
Oh, it's the same shit. Okay.
The same shit. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't other people playing it. I wanted to see more of it being played. I'm very fascinated by the gameplay. So you put the quarter up your ass. I don't know.
I don't know why they got canceled. Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because normally when it's... So when they do it themselves, it said it's called canceled. But when it's Kickstarter stepping in, they say suspended. So, I mean... I genuinely think it's because they said put something up your ass. Like, I think Kickstarter said you can't tell people to put quarters up their ass, and that's why it got suspended. So, and they're, you know what? They're right.
Yeah. You can't defile American currency like that.
Oh,
stepping in.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, I guess you're
like
right.
It's like writing on a dollar bill or whatever. Came down. Brought the hammer down.
I do miss that from the days of using mostly cash to buy things instead of a card, you know. Nowadays, it's almost all card.
Put a little hat on George.
Yeah. It seemed like out of every five $1 bills you had, one of them would have, like, the word crack written on it. It just seemed like that. I don't know.
I use this to buy drugs. All right, I guess.
I mean, that's fine. I just, at the gas station, I'm buying a scratch off. I don't know what you want. That's butt quarters game, canceled, suspended actually, 119 of 3,500, six backers. Don't know if it'll come back. I'm thinking probably not, but that's a shame. All right, Mike, got one here called the New Air. Is that how we're pronouncing that? New Air. You
looks
think
like a New Air, the smallest high speed household hand dryer, a compact automatic hand dryer that is designed for a sophisticated lifestyle and perfect for your bathroom and kitchen. JF, you ever go to these rest areas
here we
on
go
on the highway and you put your hand in the thing and it's like
yep, oh yeah,
and then you fucking
Yep.
It turns off and you're like, my hands are still fucking wet.
Sorry to everybody who was asleep and then now that woke you up. That would have been nice for you to continue sleeping. I have definitely used a hand dryer before. I believe that was what your question was. And
oh, you have? Okay.
And the truth comes out. I think my favorite one is probably the one that is chiefly at movie theaters. I feel like the Dyson Blade. Right? Are we liking the Blade still?
I don't know that I've ever used it.
Okay. So basically this is what this is. This is conservatism in a nutshell. You are projecting.
This is a gotcha.
You're projecting onto me your insecurity about not having used.
And it's a straw man as well. And I'm doing Praxis. I think I've pissed into one of the Dyson Air Blades, but I don't think I've used them for my hands.
We don't support that. We're a friend of Dyson here. check this video out.
Are you still drying your hands?
Jesus.
In a primitive way?
Fuck, it's so loud. God in heaven. Dan, make a note. Good lord.
Or in a way that destroys the forest and breaks the bank?
Ugly bathroom here.
A way to dry your hands. Finally, economically, and hygienically.
Not interested. No.
Introducing New
Nope.
Air, a household high-speed hand dryer perfect for your bathroom. And
I don't care.
New Air has a unique air.
Look at how stupid this looks.
The powerful motor works at 110,000 revolutions per minute to deliver the mightiest airflow to dry your hands most efficiently.
God damn it. 13 fucking seconds. Are you kidding me?
New Air is automatically activated to force.
Guess I don't have anywhere to be today.
Once movement is detected. What's more, the built-in UV lamp in the air duct ensures that the outgoing air is sterile and clean.
Pseudoscience, I think.
Yeah.
They're comparing it to a credit card.
Special light.
Effortlessly mounted on the wall or on the table stand that comes with it.
Ugh.
High-density composite antibacterial nylon filter can be removed, washed, and reused.
Why? Why would I filter that? Who cares? That's so bizarre. Why is there a filter in that?
You don't want germs on your hand, do you? You don't want germs on your hand. They have the special blue light or whatever.
So, okay. So you dry off your hands with the filtered UV light treated air. And then
what did we have? We had something a while back, I think months ago. It was like a UV light for coronavirus or something like that.
Yeah.
Pseudoscience. Yeah.
I think, I don't know if this is true. I think UV light does do something to some bacteria and some virus.
I read about it, but it's like you have to like heat it up or something to like insane temps or something. It was like the ambulance thing.
Yeah.
Or something. I think it was some project. It was like an ambulance.
Well, there was also like a mask that claimed to do it as well, right? It
sucks. So
there
bad.
Was a mask that took in air and then it passed through a UV light. And then that was supposedly. I don't think that's exactly. I don't think air can just go past a UV light and then it's fine. I don't think. I'd be surprised. But also, you take your hands away from the hand dryer, and then it's just in your normal house where there's not UV light, right? So if your house has if it's dirty, this is not exchanging the entire amount of air in your house. It's just the air that's sitting right next to the bathroom sink, right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems kind of silly to me. So it also looks really ugly. It looks like some very cheap plastic, which... it wouldn't go with anything in my bathroom necessarily. I don't have any sort of just like silver, plastic sitting around in my bathroom that it would match with. I also probably wouldn't want to be screwing this into my wall, which is fucking insane. I don't know why you would ever do that, how you would mount this onto your wall or why. Then you got to get power up to it, or you're just leaving the cord draped. So you're mounting this and then you're draping the cord along the wall. Presumably into one of the many plugs you have in your bathroom. You just got a lot of extra plugs in that bad boy, just willing to... I mean, come on. Isn't that the thing? Nobody has enough plugs in there,
Everybody has about 6 or 7 extra plugs in their bathroom that they're always...
Stupid. Just fucking stupid. Don't put to me that I'm using paper towels to dry my hands in the bathroom.
From paper towels, save the planet with this one.
Don't put the picture of... the African continent on here and being like, this, you did this.
Saving personal responsibility. You're saving the world if you use our product. That's so fucking funny.
Come on, man.
Over 10 year old trees you could save, or a ton of paper towels.
Check this shit out. I'll just use a towel. Shit. I'll just use the normal towel that's sitting there.
I'll just not wash my hands like I never do. What's the like big
some,
fucking
you
deal?
Know, some people don't like to have towels out in their guest bathrooms. That's something that I like to do.
That was a long time ago. And I've since, I have them in there.
So good to be able to remember stuff from 5 years ago. So it does compare the cost of the new air with paper towels. $275 on paper towels. That now I'm going to say that seems a little high. Do you think you use $275 worth of paper towels the entire year? How many paper towel rolls would that be?
I was just looking that up because I order paper towels from Amazon.
Okay. Well, you know, they're not very good. I'll tell you right now, those are not good towels.
Let me look. I last ordered them on May 6th and I got 83. That's not right.
83 doesn't sound right.
I think that's per sheet.
Are they doing that math on you again? We got to talk about the way toilet paper is discussed in this country. It's absolutely fucked. Okay. You cannot tell me that 32 jumbo rolls equals 12 massive rolls.
And we'll do toilet paper right after this because that's a whole nother thing.
That's okay. A whole other,
you're
that's
doing
a whole other
jumbo
show.
Rolls. They won't fit on the toilet roll.
Yep.
It's like, I mean, I got to put it on the back of the toilet, on the toilet tank until I tear enough off to fit it on my, you know, and it's
ridiculous. It's absurd. And you don't know if it's soft enough until you get it home. And then your wife yells at you because you got the cheap kind and it's not soft enough and everyone's mad, you know, so it's too bad.
This tearing my pussy and asshole up. Just tearing my pussy and asshole up, JF.
This is the I get the Viva multi-surface towels for $25.82. That's the current price on Amazon, JF.
$25.82. Okay, what is $2? I mean, is that a pack of 12? What are we talking about here?
This is a 6-pack.
What the hell's that?
83 count per roll. I think traps mess 2 times better, JF. This is, I mean, I'm not fucking around here.
Two times better than what? See, I'm so sick of this
then
crap. The government needs to step in.
The government needs to step in and standardize toilet paper towels.
so you're probably ordering what would you say? Maybe even four of those. Well, one a month.
Yeah,
you're out of it now.
Is that crazy?
I don't know. Are you done?
I don't think I'm completely out. I think I buy also from Publix and stuff to. You know,
maybe you are spending $300 a year on paper towels. Maybe this is for you. I don't know, man.
I hate being on blast. I hate exposing myself.
They're coming for you now. At any rate, you still use paper towels for stuff that's not drying your hands off after you take a shit. So this is not the solution. Yeah. When you spill some milk on the ground, you can't bring this in there and dry the milk up. Makes no sense. Wouldn't work. But it would. I guess it would sterilize the milk due to the UV light, which is a pretty cool.
Make it
feature.
Safe to drink. Yeah.
Make milk finally
slurp
safe
it,
to slurp drink.
It up off the floor.
Some of this milk is so damn good. I would do that. I'm serious.
I love milk.
So other hand dryers, it says loud noise, and then you can see the cat sort of reacting to that. So if you have
a cat and a commercial grade
hand dryer in your house,
you know the pain. You know these pain points. If you have a cat and a hand dryer that you stole from a gas station.
This is the market, basically, is the huge 40,000 BTU hand dryer and people with cats. And guess what, gang? We found a solution. It's called the new hand dryer. Hair dryer would be great these days. My hair is so damn wet. $119. That's 40% off retail for one of these motherfuckers. You get one of them. Oh, liquid nails. Liquid nails is how they want you to mount this to your fucking bathroom wall. Do not do that.
What's that? What's liquid nails?
Liquid nails is like it's like construction glue, basically. So if you put this up somewhere, it's not going to come down without fucking everything up. And as you can see in this video, they've attached it to some kind of fabric surface for some reason. I don't know. Don't know what that bathroom was.
You don't want to fuck up your walls, gang. I had a guy come over to my house a couple weeks ago, JF, who who fucked my walls up. Something awful. I mean, he left some
It sounds like he tried his best, and it sounds like maybe he also even left you with the tools and the paint and everything to sort of, you know, because he did one coat and then maybe. So the new Air, $38,000 of $5,000, 216, 26 days to go. This one has made its money many times over. Would be truly shocked if the people getting this thing are going to be happy. We've already got one comment here from Karina who says, you claim that your company is in Colorado Springs, but after researching you, you are located in China. Your website is not up and running. Your Facebook has 123 likes. I don't see how you are a legitimate business. I have been burned too many times by companies who pretended to be US-based and are in China. Not cool, guys. Yeah. Not cool.
What's not cool is you asking a bunch of questions. So just...
Yeah,
just
I mean,
buy
pipe down.
So that we can continue to do our jobs.
Well, don't worry, Mike, because Karina is a super backer. So she has backed the absolute hell out of this product. So don't worry. There's a sucker born every minute.
This guy says been waiting for an innovation product like this to come. Acted as soon as I saw this. But you've been waiting for a fucking hand dryer to come along? You've been searching on Kickstarter for a fucking Come on, man.
Anyway. New Air. That's what that is. Mike, what do you got?
I got something called the New Air, JF. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I got something called the Vaxidate, JF. Dating software for vaccinated members. Let me go ahead and just...
Are you feeling down? Is your dating life on hold during the pandemic? Are you still searching for a safer dating app? Introducing Vaxidate, the only dating app for people who have been COVID-19 vaccinated. It's as simple as uploading your ID and vaccination card to the app. Let's get back to the special moments of living, kissing, and being close. Is this what you want your wedding to look like? Aren't you tired of being 6 feet apart on a date? We protect your information with the highest securities. Get back to holding hands, being close to each other, lifting each other's spirits. Give love a shot. Visit Vaxidate.org or download the Android or iOS app today.
That's good. That sounds good. Was that not good
to you? What do you think about that? Vaccinated dating app, JF.
Mike, you know, I looked at the percentage of vaccinated people in our area, and it's a good deal less than 50% of people. And this is at a time and place where you can just walk into the old Walgreens there and
there's absolutely no restrictions on that.
Yeah. So that's something to maybe keep an eye on.
People got their own they're busy, maybe.
Right.
So.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever. This says, having recently broke up with someone I was dating, I decided to join an online dating community. Once I had been online for a month, I noticed that many people's profiles said they were vaccinated. But how could I be sure? I'm very glad that I spoke to these daters because 90% of them asked me whether I was vaccinated. And so the thought lit up in my head. During these trying times, I wanted to ensure that online daters could feel a sense of relief. At that moment, I immediately called my technology engineer friend, Ravi, and together we got to work. Our team already invested thousands of dollars to get our site and iOS app ready for early beta access.
Well, you shouldn't have done that. I'll tell you that right now. That was a mistake for you to have done.
Early beta access. JF, you could probably get this right now. It says...
You fucking scumbag piece of shit. I told you if you ever talk to me like that again.
I said if you ever.
So I guess people are saying on the app sale, I deleted all the apps, but I guess people nowadays are going on there and they're saying, They're saying I'm vaccinated, I'm not vaccinated, or and then that's part of the because what is the first thing you're filtering out on the dating apps? It would almost have to be if you're a nasty freak conservative person. It would almost have the first thing you would want to get rid of is a member of the loony left, right? Isn't that like the number? Like if you're doing Guess Who for daters, like what's the first thing you look at? It's like, I want to eliminate as many people as possible. You say, I want someone with my political beliefs. Is that the first thing people do now?
Yeah, I think that's what people do. They say, if you voted for Trump, swipe right or left or whatever it is.
Which one?
And, yeah, I don't know. And don't even try to contact me.
Don't even try. Yeah. That makes sense to me to say that. But I guess now they're saying, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do vaccinations first? So you put on there, I'm vaccinated. Someone who's not vaccinated doesn't want to be, we'll get rid of you. And if you put, I'm not vaccinated, someone who is and wants, well, then now it's a conversation starter. And then they're talking to you about getting vaccinated as well. So I guess I can see why
it's an icebreaker.
Yeah.
That's cool. You're not vaccinated? How come? I think Wuhan, China created this virus in their lab. Just a whole fucking conspiracy type shit.
And you can,
they have the wet market. Do you know what a wet market is? It's where they eat all these crazy fucking animals and stuff. Like, and they actually bioengineered this virus to take down the American economy.
What's your favorite Tarantino movie? Maybe we could connect on that.
Kill Bill.
Oh, okay. I guess we're going on a date.
Do you know how much Russia is investing in this fucking shit? Russia is in bed with China, and they're trying to take down the United States because they hate our freedom.
Yeah. I didn't think Kill Bill 2 was as good as Kill Bill 1. I thought 1 was.
God bless these little guys who are out there dating and meeting these fucking MAGA people or whatever. Can you imagine?
Yeah, good luck. No, I can't. I guess I'm being glib about what people will put on a dating app, but I do think that is like, that's the number one thing I would not want to encounter. I don't know how someone could show up and just be the total polar opposite of you in terms of the way that you view the world. And then you just kind of go, okay, well, how was the chicken sandwich? I don't know how you could.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could continue.
I guess, should we go back and have some really nasty sex that we'll both regret? Or
let's have some bad sex. Yeah. That's tough. So, Vaxidate. Now, if Vaxidate doesn't just... Isn't the hook of the other dating apps that they like match you to people you might like, or is it just a big bucket of crabs you're just like grabbing and just seeing which one looks good? Like, what's the hook of the other apps? Don't you have to answer questions and then the questions put you into little groups already? Does that sound right at all?
I think so. But this one's vaccine based, JF. So this is a. Ensure users know who is vaccinated by verifying they have been vaccinated upon sign up. How are you going to verify that? I guess you got to upload your vaccine card. People were saying not to upload those on social.
Yeah.
So what do you got? You got to upload your fucking vaccine info to these people or what?
I don't know. I mean, I've sent my driver's license to Croatia so I could do sports gambling. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess people will do whatever.
I sent my ID some weird fucking places. So yeah. I guess people will do this shit.
Well, I know our mutual friend Stefan, Dan, you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but did he not have to send a copy of his driver's license to one of the porno sites?
Yeah.
Chatterbait. Yeah. So he could do Bar Rescue, the Bar Rescue parody.
I think it was Live Jasmine and then Chatterbait. I think both of them.
That rocks. That rocks.
That's pretty good. So yeah, you can pretty much do whatever and nothing will ever harm you. It says extra safety is offered by allowing Vaxidate users to add a secondary contact who will be messaged specific information about dates between Vaxidate users. What does that mean? What are they talking about? I can't parse that sentence. Vaxidate users, they're going to allow you to add a secondary contact
who will be messaged specific information about dates between Vaxidate users. I guess for like a safety precaution, so you're not going out with like some fucking piece of shit guy or something. Like that's what they're trying to do, huh?
I guess that is, it's like a personal safety thing. Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with actual vaccines. That's tricking me a little bit.
I think we covered something a long time ago that was like a Man, we covered like a dating app, but I can't remember what the hook of it was.
Yeah.
I think it was like that alerts your friends or something like that. I forget what it was.
I mean, in the abstract, I can at least understand that. I just didn't, I was thinking it was saying sending information to like your friend to let them know that you met a vaccinated guy, but that doesn't, that doesn't track. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense, right?
No.
Okay.
So well, what's it going to do? Is it going to send his vaccination card?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Like, hey, check this guy out. What do you think? I don't know. I told you I deleted all these apps. Let's see. In a situation, staying safe during the pandemic and its aftermath is truly paramount. Yeah. In a situation, I agree. Staying safe is important. yeah. If you're in any kind of situation, that would be good. And here's some of the images of the app. So it does look like they're maintaining that. I guess swiping is just the way to go. We love to swipe, huh? Because there, look at the, you see the little guy? He's getting swiped right. So that must be, they must like that guy, huh? Looks like that's, he won.
I think that's, yeah, that's the winner's circle. Welcome to the winner's circle, my friend.
Yeah. Great job. Great job. I've been here my whole life, but I guess you can just come in and wreck everything. Sorry, I burped.
Steps to registration. You got to upload your driver's license. You got to upload your vaccination card.
Whoa, number three, live selfie.
Live photo of face and vaccination card. So you got to hold your little card up or whatever. Yeah, and then some guy in fucking Mumbai verifies it or whatever. And then you
number four,
it.
You got to upload a video of yourself juggling because apparently that's what they want you to hold. I mean, seriously, if you kind of think about all this crap.
I got the phone and the card. I mean,
I need another. I went to clown college, like our friend Tom. Yeah, you want to see my certificate? I graduated. What would be a funny thing to graduate if you went to clown college?
Not Magnum Cum Loud. Something no. Magnum
Shoes.
Don't
your
know.
Shoes? You have really big don't shoes, know. Clown shoes, right? Well, hell, sure. you should have seen the when we graduated from clown college. You should have seen the line. You should have seen the guy, line no, to get the diploma.
My dean pulled out the diploma and it just kept coming out because it was a long.
Yeah, it was really, really long. Yeah.
It was like a long.
Right, it was like a long.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Gun, yeah. It's like a really long gun and he shot. okay, there you go. It looks like they're working on their own system, their own thing. This sucks. This is never going to happen. You're not going to want to be paying $500. Mike, they want $500 for a lifetime subscription to Vaxidate.
All right, that's crap.
When it comes to the subscription price, yeah, that pushed you too
far. If it was $1, I would be like, all right, that's crap.
Look, $25 gets you 1 month of the Vaxidate Pro version. I genuinely don't know how much that stuff costs. Isn't it like $10 for dating apps to have the Pro version? Where you get as many.
I'm assuming so.
You get to swipe as many as you want. And then you get to do.
What is it, $50?
$25 a month for this unproven thing with no one on it.
That's crazy.
But I think in the other ones, you pay like $5-$10 and then you get to mega like somebody where you can, and they don't even wait for a match. They just let you annoy them right away, I think, which is a really good feature. I'm surprised more people haven't taken advantage of that. That's a cool thing to rip off. So that is, they also got a hot or not feature on here. That's cool. That went well the first time we did that. So $208 of $250,000, five backers. And it's been canceled as well. So moot point on Vaxidate. When I said it wasn't happening and you said, don't say that.
Yeah.
You knew what? It already hadn't happened.
Yeah, but you still have to be respectful, Jeff. Okay. Still should be, you know, nice or whatever.
I don't know what your problem is. The next one I've got, Mike, is called the Up Peel Desk. Now, am I saying that weird? Yeah, I guess I am. It's something of a pun, my friends, because the Up Peel Desk goes from floor sitting to standing adjustable height desk. Finally, a desk as flexible as us. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Greg, founder of Appeal. Like many people, I had recently started working from home. While I loved adjustable height desks and the ability to change between sitting and standing, I often found myself working at my coffee table while sitting on the floor as a third option. Floor sitting has been linked to numerous health and productivity benefits and is common in many modern and ancient cultures. I was hooked, and I wanted to incorporate floor sitting into my workspace. While searching for a standing desk, I was surprised to find no existing design allowed the user to change between floor sitting and standing heights. But with no desk with this capability on the market, I decided to build my own. And that's how Appeal began. Developing this unique design allowed us to improve upon other aspects of existing adjustable height desks. The wider legs give it an incredibly stable and rigid frame. Four internal motors give our desk an extremely fast rate of adjustment. To make it more responsive, we designed a capacitive touch control panel. Additionally, we included programmable memory so you can store your favorite positions and automatically return to them with a push of a button. We sold a small batch of desks earlier this year and the response was overwhelming. Everyone loved the extended range, from yoga enthusiasts that wanted to do poses while working, to pet owners that wanted the option to work on the floor cuddled up with their pets.
All right, whatever. So this is not new technology.
Well, hold on. You didn't let him finish about the fucking use cases, bro.
We need to hear more use cases?
From people who like sitting on the floor to people who have dogs.
That's awesome. This is something, if you want adjustable desks, they do exist from sitting height to standing height. They're very common, whether you want like a manual version or an electronic version like this. All kinds of different sizes and shapes, different kinds of materials, tops for the desks. They're everywhere. Probably even more than the last time I looked when I thought I would want to do this. But then I realized for my use case, it doesn't make any sense to have an adjustable desk because I have more monitors on my desk than the average user. I have like a camera set up here. The lights are set up in a certain way. And also I've got my cords like grouped together and bunched and secured to underneath the desk
all
and then plugged
up.
In.
Bad wire management. Yeah.
I dare your ass to come over here and say that to my
just
fucking face.
Up shit.
Come over
just
here and
dog
look at
shit.
Look
you
at this.
My,
I was,
you saw my ass. You were over here.
I have been behind your fucking desk.
Well, this is for people who want to sit on the floor, JF. Like, the,
isn't it?
Now, the wise Japanese people.
That's basically what he said. Yeah.
Yeah. Very stupid.
Isn't it kind of funny that there are two healthy ways to sit at a desk, and neither one of them is the way that everyone sits at a desk? That's so interesting. It's healthy to stand up at the desk. It's healthy to sit on the floor.
It's so funny when people do this stuff. People do this stuff all the time, like a lot. They'll be like, we're meant to sit on the floor.
Don't do this.
No, we're not, bro. Just sit in a fucking chair. We're not in fucking, you know, fourth century fucking China or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But this guy's like, and it's the same thing with, what is that fucking paleo diet or whatever the fuck people were talking about? We were fucking meant to eat just like a raw bell pepper.
You know, dude, the monogamous lifestyle is a recent invention, my guy. So actually we're meant to go around and just
fuck whoever we want, dude. We're from tribes, dude.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Yeah. Guy with a big ponytail.
Yeah. Just do what you want and leave me out of your fucking your evolutionary excuse for your behavior. I don't care. Do what you want. Sit on the fucking floor. I'm not going to make fun of you. Sit on the floor if that's what you want. You've got your laptop that's not plugged into anything. You've got your little rubber plant or whatever. It looks very cute. I don't know where any of the power or any of the things are coming from, but that's fine. You do whatever that work is that you do where you're stretching out in front of the desk and then also like typing an email really quick and then doing that. And you got to push a button and switch the thing. That's fine. That's your workflow.
I love thinking about the guy who's like, oh, we got to get back to basics. And then thinking about the guy who was like I think it was the guy who was on Twitter who was like talking about eating raw meat. And then he got like a very bad infection or whatever.
Yeah.
He started throwing up and stuff or whatever. Almost died. Cause he just, it was on like a raw meat diet or whatever. Same thing. These crazy assholes.
You didn't unlock the secret code.
We've strayed too far from our primitive roots, Chan. We need to get back to basics and start eating dirt and sitting on the ground. Right. Shut the fuck up!
I'm even willing to give you. I'm willing to let you do the thing where you you squat over your toilet in your house because you're having you don't have enough fiber in your diet and you're having trouble getting it moving.
Maybe you're not drinking enough water. You got to drink enough water is your problem because you only drink maybe like one glass a night when you go to bed. And then you got to push real hard when you're shitting on the toilet. Bring your leg way up on the seat of the toilet and then just push.
Yeah.
The turd out. Maybe you're one of those guys who's fine to be.
And maybe the dentist told you that your clenching of your jaw when you're trying to have a BM has actually resulted in the weakening of some of your teeth, including your canine that's going to have to come out. You know, it doesn't matter. But to fool yourself into thinking everyone else is wrong but me. And I have seen the light on this, and it's a very inconvenient way of living now that I will foist upon everyone else.
So funny. So good.
And luckily, I figured out a way to make $800 a pop off of everybody I convince that this is the new way to live your life.
I'm living like a caveman. You come over to my house, I got fucking dirt in my fucking house. I got a dead carcass in my living room. I'm living like a caveman.
Still sitting in a chair, huh?
Mm. I'm back to basics. Would you drive over here?
Ooh.
I would have walked myself.
That's bad for you. That's bad for you.
It's bad to sit down.
That's bad.
It's bad to sit down.
That's bad. Oh, you still eating food? I was like that too for a while. I would eat food. Yeah, absolutely. I would eat food.
Haven't caught on yet. Oh, that's good. That's good. You'll also get there.
The wake up guys, the guys who wake up at some weirdly specific off hour time, like that's the key. Like I think Mark Wahlberg is this guy, right?
Wahlberg is
he wakes up at 3 a.m.
Wakes up at 3 a.m. and then goes to go to his like private lake.
Yeah,
does like some. What does he do? He goes.
He has a boxing gym,
or sauna, boxing gym, like crazy.
He eats like 40 small meals a day, and I'm like, I'm just. The whole time
I ate 50 eggs at 9 a.m.
It's okay to eat 50
eggs. What you couldn't do.
No, somebody could do it and it could be me. I just think it's like when I look at Mark Wahlberg's schedule, it's like you could do this at the normal time when everyone else is up too. You just don't want to. You could absolutely do your weird little
meal. To be like,
who's bothering you?
You're working out for like 4 hours. You could do that from like 9 to
what difference does it make? You're just being a dickhead.
Stupid idiot.
Moron.
Just made up some shit for Men's Health magazine or whatever. Yeah. Men's Health. Oh my God. This is
Let's
crazy.
Let's see and what then, I like, can get Men's Health to print.
Everybody's reading Men's Health is like, my God, I gotta get on the Mark Wahlberg fucking diet where I wake up at fucking 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And go to the fucking kayak gym.
Yeah. I have to ruin my life. I have to start living like a bird or else I'm going to be a fat guy. That's what they trick you into thinking, you know? Stupid. And also, Mark Wahlberg's a nasty fucking guy, too. Don't emulate anything that guy
looks
does.
Looks good, though. Looks fucking good as fuck.
Looks handsome. Really handsome,
whatever
good-looking
he's doing,
guy.
Like working for him.
And I was like,
I was like, man, I should do something fucking drastic. I should stop eating.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking about doing some drastic shit.
Yeah.
Like
did you want any suggestions on what some of the things are you could do or stop doing?
I would love. Well, no, it's not stop doing. But maybe some stuff I could start doing would be great. But okay.
Yeah, we're going to start with stopping. Is what $649 for the super early bird. If you want super early bird, two of these things, it's $1,249. You can get super early bird 5. I don't know what you're doing there. I guess outfitting an office. Yeah.
Yeah.
$3,700 or you could get 10 for 6,000. They actually don't have another level besides super early bird. A lot of times they will have early bird and then like regular pricing as well. So I don't know. It says retail price on 10 is $7,500. So I guess what it says up here too? Yeah. $750 a piece is what it says retail is going to be on these, which I think is probably, I don't know, is that competitive with adjustable standing desks?
Standing. Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of dough.
If you really need to be sitting on the ground,
how much would you pay for a standing desk? Don't look at the prices. Don't look at the prices.
Yeah.
How much would you pay for a standing desk right now? Today.
Like a mechanical adjusting one. You're saying when you push a button and it goes up. I mean, for me, like I said, it doesn't fit my workflow or lifestyle. I would not
doesn't
be interested
matter.
In
Doesn't matter. Tell me what you think the price is. This is Price of Right rules, JF. What do you think the Price of Right is?
I bet the brand name versions are probably more expensive than this, but I bet you can get one on Amazon or wherever else. I think you can get the knockoff version with the electronic control panel and the monitor. I bet all in you could get a small desk for $500.
Ooh.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I was gonna say $200 to $300 for a cheapo,
but not with the button memory.
You're probably more on the mark than I am.
I bet mechanical ones you could absolutely get them for $200 or $300. Yeah. Any lower than that,
crank,
we're talking
with the crank.
Yes,
you're fucking sitting there with a crank, and all your coworkers are like, "Look at this fucking stupid asshole cranking his desk like a fucking."
But here's the thing.
He looks poor is the problem. He looks poor and I don't want to hang out with this motherfucker at work.
Here's the scam though.
Fucking desk.
If you're that guy, you look at the other guys and go, not cranking, huh? Bad for you. Bad for you. This is actually our forefathers.
Still in the same place, huh? That's cool. Only about 20 more cranks and I got this motherfucker to see me.
Exactly where I want it. Oh, and it's time to leave.
Too far. Back it up. Gotta back the fucking show.
That's the appeal. $43,697 of 10K. 59 backers, 27 days ago. A lot of people wanting to sit on the ground, which I would offer you don't need a desk to sit on the ground. Actually, you can just sit on the ground.
You can just sit on the floor, maybe have your computer there.
Little pillow, laptop. Go crazy. So that's mine. Mike, what's your last one, please?
This is something called the SoundRay JF. This is the best hi-fi bone conduction sunglasses, JF. You ever have some sunglasses on? You're like, goddamn, motherfucker, I would love to listen to a fucking hot-ass summer jam right now. But I can't because I have these motherfucking sunglasses on.
Are you going to give me a chance to answer your question about whether or not I've ever done that and said that?
No. This is the world's highest fidelity bone conduction glasses. Listen to music and take your calls with your shades on, JF. This is some sunglasses with some bone conducting things in it. But this is interesting because it's an AliExpress resale thing.
Of course it is.
This is some shit that some guy found on AliExpress and like tried to flip onto Indiegogo. And now you're seeing all these people complaining about how terrible it is.
Well,
et cetera.
Let's back up because I think what's funny about this is, you know, I think I told you a few weeks ago, I pulled up some old episodes of Dog the Bounty Hunter. And if you can get over the context of what the show is, which is, of course, pretty nasty. Just
beating the shit out of poor people, yeah.
Right. If you can remove that context from the show, it's extremely funny because they are a fucking sideshow. All of the Dog the Bounty, the whole family is a total sideshow.
This motherfucker with a fucking annual income of less than $10,000 is getting high on fucking smack.
Yeah.
Let's lock him up and ruin his life forever. This fucking stupid piece of shit.
Well, I mean, but to be fair, Mike, Dog got him out in the first place. Okay, pal. So he's actually kind of the good guy here, if you think about it. So when he gets all strapped up with the bulletproof vest and the paintball guns because he's not legally allowed to carry a firearm and chases this guy through his mom's attic or whatever, he's actually helping.
Doing a service to the
plus he gives him a cigarette on the way to jail too, which I think is kind
plus
of
he
dope.
Gives him like a you know, goddamn the Lord fucking died for your sin.
God, man. It's just like I said, it's depressing. It's also very funny because of how stupid they are.
You ain't gonna get in heaven that way, brother. I know. I'm doing wrong. I'm doing wrong, dog. And then get a cigarette. I'm doing wrong. I gotta clean it up.
Beth is just up front swerving their massive GMC from side to side with like two dogs sticking out of her titties, just going crazy.
huge fucking tits. Rest in peace. Wow. Huge, massive fucking knockers on that lady.
Yeah, she's in heaven. Dan knows. Yeah, you don't. I don't think you normally say "huge fucking tits, rest in peace." I don't think that's normally what you say about the.
Whoa, it's a special case.
Jesus,
big old knockers, champ.
He's a special lady.
Motherfucker.
I saw him. It would be hard to avoid seeing him a lot of times in the program.
I seen him.
So, but the point I was trying to make before you got all nasty about titties and you got horny, you started stroking yourself over there.
Yeah, coming.
Dog the Bounty Hunter, in addition to his numerous accessories that he would wear at every given opportunity, would wear the Oakley sunglasses that had the little speakers built in that went to his ears. So this is a technology that has existed for morons for like 15 years, at least, I guess, at this point. God, that was a long fucking time ago. So this is not new. It's no surprise that a slightly different version of it has shown up on AliExpress to be flipped for an incredible $752,000. Is that what they made off this grift?
You remember those Oakleys that you would put over your head? That was like a helmet or whatever. Do you remember those?
You're talking about the one, I think they advertised them as like a track and field thing, right?
Yeah. Do you remember those joints?
I do.
That shit was so sick, dude.
They looked like goggles, kind of, yeah.
Who was it that wore them? Ato Bolden, Olympic sprinter. Never heard of that guy in my life.
Of course, all the baseball ones are very, very silly to look at because they look like jagged, like, they look very 90s, even though they're still coming out today with like the red and black, like just like 10-year-old boy shit, which is when I loved the thought of getting some Oakleys and wearing them around. Those, along with the transition lenses, that's a very cool thing to think about having at one point in your life. But when we were growing up, the flip downs. Right, you had the sunglasses. Flip them down. That's so cool. And I guess that was sort of the flip up sunglasses. That was sort of visual shorthand for like this guy's an idiot, right? Like when it was in movies, he was like a laid back. He was like a very casual guy if he had the sunglasses. I mean, because how often are you outside that you have to?
I think that was like a cool guy thing. I think only cool guys could afford to get. Glasses, prescription glasses that had flip down sunglasses on them. So when they flipped up or flipped down, they were like cool.
Wouldn't like 70% of the time, aren't they flipped up?
I don't know.
You have perfect vision, of course. Everything in your life is so great. So why am I even talking to you about this?
You're fucking perfect. Everything about you is perfect. I don't even know why.
A lot of people saying here that these are not actually, they do not charge over USB-C, like it says. They also don't use bone conduction.
They're tiny, low-quality speakers in the temple. Yeah, of course they are. I mean, do you think there's some, like, disconnect between the Kickstarter Indiegogo consumer.
Right.
And like the entrepreneur guy who's like creating the shit, where like the entrepreneur guy is like, this is what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And like the little guy is like, hey, I don't actually understand. I don't think this does. Of course it doesn't. They're lying to you.
Yeah.
Are you insane? And comments are like, I don't think this actually, of course it doesn't. You're just now catching on to the fucking scam.
Asshole. How much did these cost per pair? Do we know? I don't think it, because now the campaign is finished. Can we see what it costs to get one? Oh, this is so cool. The gifts on here are so funny. I can hear it in my head. Oh my God, I can hear it. The sounds are in my head somehow. It's incredible. Where is the price tag on these sons of bitches? Oh, $100. This is $199 MSRP, which is equivalent to what Bose's product is. I mean, you know how much Bose wants for their shit, right? So to be on the same level of Bose, and then apparently to be able to grab these up from Alibaba for $15 a pop, that's a pretty good scam for these guys.
These guys are saying many things that were promised were not included, including to people posting on the Kickstarter Indiegogo page, no cleaning cloth, no charging cable, two speakers instead of four, and neither of them being bone conduction, colored lenses, prescription lenses, and charging carrying case not included, and no info yet about when they will ever be. Battery is not the advertised quality / voltage / amps. Basically, the products are Alibaba reproductions with a S&D Ray label and less add-ons. Indiegogo will not help you. I went to them 3 times with detailed arguments and never got a response. JF.
Yep, that's a shame. Hopefully the one time you need to make this mistake and you never have to do it again, because that is a...
People will still go back.
Yeah.
Over again.
What if the next thing is cool, Mike? Then I would have a cool thing. So, hard to argue with that. Soundray. Is that how we want to pronounce it? Soundray, probably?
I think it's the Soundray, yeah.
Yeah, and a stupid name as well. Makes no sense. Okay, Mike, my last one is called Spiritual Warfare and Discipleship, A Biblical Guide. Okay, a book on spiritual warfare and deliverance. It's already been written and is currently at West Bow Press funding is to promote. So this is from, this is the guy who says he's an author, evangelist, and founder of Ignite the Fire Ministries. So does that mean he's, we would say pastor or preacher. I don't know if that means he's any of those things. Kind of sounds like he's the CEO of a business with a tax break, but
yeah.
Let's continue on and see what else. Says, I've recently wrote a book on spiritual warfare and deliverance. I also travel and teach 3-day conferences on the subject. The book is being published by West Bow Press. Yeah, we know. The funds will be used to, this is interesting, hire a literary publicist who will market not only the book, but the conferences as well. As the author and founder of Ignite the Fire Ministries, Texas-based nonprofit, of course, my goal is to advance the kingdom of God by speaking into the lives of others. I am our set... Maybe he needs to save a little money for a copywriter. On building disciples of Jesus, your help to get this done would be greatly appreciated. Now, he wants to hire the publicist for 6 months, totaling $26,000, which is, that's what is that? A little over $4,000 a month for a literary publicist. Pretty good chunk of change for whatever publicists do. And maybe I'll start looking into it after... Saying how much he pays in here. Now this is a pretty bare bones project, and there's only one reward as well, which speaks to the very small amount of money he's raised so far. $1,000 signed copy of the book. I'll be setting aside 26 hardback copies for the first 26 people who donate $1,000. So pretty steep, $1,000 for a signed copy of a book, and the $1,000 goes towards marketing the book, which you yourself will already have at that point. And also the book's already written and it's going to be published, so you could just go get the book and call it a day. You probably don't need to pay for this guy's publicist to market the book. So very, very strange. I wanted to see if I could find anything else about Ignite the Fire. And so I Googled around, see, you know, hell, do these guys have a YouTube channel or whatever? And what I can't find is, I'm pretty sure that this is a different Ignite the Fire Ministries, but maybe that kind of speaks to the popularity of this particular type of scam. But this, I think this one is from Canada, whereas he is from Texas. But the videos that from this Ignite the Fire Ministries are actually pretty cool. So I thought maybe we could check them out.
Let's look it out.
Pastor Reina here with Ignite the Fire Church.
Don't interrupt Pastor Reina, please.
Welcome to my channel. Do you know that sleep paralysis is on the rise?
So, I don't know if, I don't know how many of our listeners ever regularly went to church. I went to church a lot of times in the old days, and basically what would happen is you'd go up there and you'd sit down and they'd say, well, here's a story from the Bible, and they would say, well, you know, this guy from a long time ago, he basically said some stuff. And, you know, I think it applies today, you know, because of, you know, whatever. And then you would kind of sit there and you'd kind of be thinking about where you were going to eat after church. But this one is kind of interesting because she wants to talk about sleep paralysis. I'm going to let her finish talking about sleep paralysis. You may not know that sleep paralysis is on the rise, but it's actually a pretty big deal.
That many people are reporting the feeling of being suffocated, being strangled in the night, as well as having the sense of spirits attacking them during their sleep. Stay tuned to find out why and what it is that you can do to set yourself free from it.
Come on, long ass intro. Let's go. Tell me how to fix the demon part.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. So before I get going here, you guys, I just have a disclaimer. Number one, there are some people asking for money on my comments. They're passing as Pastor Reyna. I just want to say that when I make a comment on my videos or if I reply to anyone on a comment, you will see my name as Ignite the Fire Ministries and it's encapsulated.
Don't send her iTunes gift cards to fight demons.
I just want to let you know that that is not me and I will not be asking you for money. Take care because they're doing it in other prophets and ministers channels. And the other thing that I want to say is that this word that I have for you guys today, it's of a serious nature, so it may not be for little ones' ears. So if there are little ones walking around, maybe you want them to be in a different room.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is of a serious nature. And the third thing that I would like to say is that I am not a doctor.
Not a doctor, gang.
Not a psychiatrist or counselor. I am coming as a pastor and as a minister.
A lot of cuts in this video. Very.
And what I am going to speak.
Very strange.
I'm going to say is from my experience in that field and what we've done to help others overcome this thing that they are facing in their life, which is a sleep paralysis. All right. So.
That out of the way.
Said that,
let's dig in.
Let's move on with the message. There is a lot of people right now that are reporting having the sense of being visited by spirits in the night.
Right.
Yep.
Assaulted by spirits.
Me.
As well as feeling like being suffocated, being strangled.
Yeah. Me.
What most people experience, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about sleep paralysis, what people experience is they are having...
I love the cuts.
A lot of cuts.
It's a dark figure. Sometimes
me. Yeah. I see that.
I mean, that's like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's very...
mm-hmm.
Sometimes yeah. It's just a dark figure.
Yep.
Now, what we have experienced in our ministry... This
oh, yeah, bring it back to church, right? Okay.
It's actually a spirit.
Whoa.
This spirit...
That ties yep. into what you do. what are the chances?
Feeling is that these spirits will come and assault them
mm-hmm.
physically,
right?
Sometimes yeah. sexually. In the
yep.
night,
and in there.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Affect the person's sleep.
Yep.
Sometimes to the point where they will wake up and still feel the effect of what this spirit has done.
Yeah. Trying to suck my shit. I'm trying to get some sleep. It's 3 a.m., motherfucker. I'm trying
yeah.
to... Quit trying to suck my... Hey. Knock that shit off. I'm trying to get some fucking Z's, motherfucker. Quit sucking my shit.
Now, damn. Have you been visited by a sexy demon in the sleep,
yes,
in the sleep
yes,
time?
Yes, I have. Yes.
You have?
Yes.
And have you considered donating any money to a church?
Well, my personal demon's name is Azazel, so I and he's not affiliated with any church that I know of.
Okay,
it's just a demon from hell, JF, who's been coming to my apartment every night and sucking my shit.
Yeah.
You know, so not okay. not too happy about it, but it is what it is at this point.
You know, basically, yeah. if I'm going to get that gawk gawk, I would love for it to be from someone on this terrestrial plane. But
yeah,
at this point, I'll take what
beggars,
I can get.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I'm telling you.
You know, I'm the demon from hell. All right. Get in here and suck this shit, I guess.
Come on, man. Come on.
Get in here. Hell, you might as well suck the dang thing. Ain't nobody else goddamn, you know?
But doing the thing where
darn thing,
you know, you put your foot outside of the covers at night so you can stay cold and warm at the same time. I've been kind of doing the same thing with my cock and kind of thinking maybe if you know.
Oh. I hope nobody comes and sucks on this damn thing, hollering out at night. Oh, I'm leaving my cock out. I hope nobody sucks on the thing. I'm leaving it under the top sheet.
The top sheet, yeah, it's not fitted.
I'm leaving it out of the top sheet.
Oh, damn it, I left the towel on the bed, too. Shit, so it'd be easy to clean up, too. God damn it.
Oh no.
Towel's right here, fuck.
Some wet wipes, some baby wipes right in the nightstand. Oh, it'd be so easy for a succubus to come in here and suck my shit. I think the succubus is a guy thing, so I think it's an incubus.
I thought the succubus was a lady.
I think because I think you're thinking of suck. So I think the incubus
absolutely
is the lady ghost version that sucks your shit. Yeah.
And yet and incubus sucked just about as bad as anybody who ever
don't do that shit.
I don't like it. I don't like that
good,
crap.
There's some good song. I don't know.
Dig
my toes into the sand. You remember that song?
Yeah, that slaps. That's good.
That's so fucking sick.
So this is not the same Ignite the Fire Ministries as the one from the Kickstarter video, but you know what? It's still kind of cool sometimes.
Hey, everyone, it's Pastor Reyna here with Ignite the Fire Church and Ministries. Welcome to my channel. It's great to be here.
This is about...
And mining this place.
This is about Joe Biden, I think.
Say
anything
to me because they knew that they were caught.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that they were caught trying to pass someone else as the person that's supposed to have been there.
What she's referring to is Joe Biden being the fake president of the United States. And she knows this because she's a prophet.
Yeah. So, any questions?
Nope. Sounds good to me. A lot of cool stuff here about prophecies and all that kind of stuff. I highly encourage you to check it out for yourself.
Spiritual warfare and discipleship, a biblical guide, JF. Do you remember the what was that thing when we were kids where it was like it's not like The Stand, but it was like that.
Okay.
What was that? The
what are you talking? You talking about a book, a movie, a TV show?
It was popular when we were kids. Like all these people went to I don't remember what it was called.
All these people went to the what? Where did they go?
They went to heaven, JF. And there was some Christian thing with what was his name? Cameron.
Oh, Kirk Cameron.
Left behind, JF. Yeah. Oh! You got it. Left Behind was the name of the thing. So,
yep.
That was crazy, huh?
Yep, it sure was, Mike.
That was the whole point of the thing. That was big crazy,
relief,
huh?
Big relief we got that out. And not a moment too soon, my friend, because that is the end of the six pack. And you know what that means? The show is almost over, but first we have time for one more segment. It's called... No, I'm serious. Shut up. I'm going to suck your dick if you don't shut up. That's where you come in.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 Main Street, 209 Gallagher 10. Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail. It's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to let them know you exist. Leave a little message for me.
Hey, Mike. Don't suck my fucking. You see this? Don't suck my dick. You better fucking get back. Don't suck my dick. All right.
Putting a little circle of salt around your asshole so I don't get any ideas. Mike, that's where you come in. Jack writes in. We started with something where maybe you could do a punch up on a joke that you missed. Now we're gonna end with that as well, because you've been fucking up a lot lately, and our listeners have noticed, and God bless them. They are taking you to task and holding you accountable, and I really appreciate that. And Jack is just the latest in a long line of people telling you to ship up or ship out.
Ship out, yeah.
Had an idea.
Jack writes.
You're gonna read it now. You want to make it up to Jack by reading the email. Well, I don't think he's gonna fall for that, okay? But go ahead.
Had an idea on how to make a joke based on what you said on episode 206, and it goes like this. Set up. Pitching a bit about Jesse guessing that a stamp costs 65 cents or whatever a stamp is, and also revealing how many pairs of tongs he owns. And the punchline is, oh, JF is so rich. He has so much money. He doesn't even know how much stamps cost. And I think you could also do something about the price of a gallon of milk. I think that's enough there for you to work with. Anyway, back to calling my landlord about this damn gas leak in my house.
Now, do you want to refer to the clip, Mike, so that you have something to
kind of work with? What is this about? What is this?
This is what we talked about from last week. I'll play it now. However, one night, the artifact is released, and it makes all of the mail not just go to its destination across anywhere in the country for just 65 cents or whatever a stamp is. It makes the mail go into the past. Now, do you remember this, Mike?
Yeah, I remember that. And I would just like to say to that famous quip about how much stamps are. Yeah. I would just like to say, oh, JF is so rich. He has so much money. He doesn't even know how much a stamp costs. And I think you could also do something about the price of a gallon of milk. I think there is enough there for you to work with.
So I thought actually you would take it, and I thought maybe I would
come up with something else.
I played the clip so you'd have time to come up with something else.
Yeah, I thought that maybe I would come up with, but... So.
That's okay. We tried.
I thought that I would come up with something.
I thought you would too.
Oh, Jesse's... You know, no, he doesn't know how to...
That's the same thing. That's the same thing he just said. You're reading it.
He has that... Oh, he's so rich. He has so much... He doesn't know how to... Steam.
Forget it. Forget it.
Hey, Mike and JF. Just headed up Pennsylvania to marry my ex-girlfriend, current fiance, future wife, and I wanted to say that no, your invitation to...
Coming anyway.